Today, we'd like to see the title of the salvation of the Lord in Exodus chapter 14, verses 1 to 31. To align with people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. What was the status of the Israelites' heart to be very afraid and to cry out to the Lord? And how should we cry out to the Lord when we face crisis? Question 2. In verses 13 and 14, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Compare this salvation of the Lord by your salvation with reasoning. Question 3, in verse 28. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. How could you explain to those who don't believe this verse? Last time we see Exodus chapter 13, verse 21, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of a fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. God provides the pillar of a cloud to the children of Israel to work on desert, very hot place during day. But nighttime, God provides a pillar of fire to Israel people to be able to work on night. When you search in maps of Exodus crossing the Red Sea through internet search like Google or Microsoft, Firefox, and so on, there are few maps to cross the main body of the Red Sea, while the other maps cross around the bitter lakes in the land above the Red Sea, or a small branch of the Red Sea. In verses 21 and 28, the Lord worked the mighty miracle which divided the waters and made dry land by a strong eastern wind, that is desert wind, hot wind, and the water was deep enough to cover the chariots and all the army. So we believe the few maps to cross the main body of the Red Sea, even if no crossing the Red Sea has been discovered yet in Egyptian historical records. Verse 1, now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, verse 2, speak to the children of Israel that they turn and camp before Pi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, or in the Red Sea. So therefore the children of Israel took camp between Pi-Hahiroth and Migdol mountains. In front of them, the Red Sea was there. Opposite side of Baal Jephon, you shall camp before it by the sea. So Jephon means to watch over, rooted from watching tower in their fields. Usually in harvest time, Israel people slept over watching tower in their fields in order to watch over a thief or a bird or wild animal to might steal the crops. Verse 3, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land, the wilderness has closed them in, or the wilderness has shut them in. They were trapped between two mountains. It looks like a tactical mistake, or a tactical blunder, or a tactical error. Why God planned in this way? First of all, because then I will harden Pharaoh's heart. God said, God will allow Pharaoh's exercises his free will against God's will to allow Israel people to make exodus out of Egypt so that he will pursue them. Pharaoh pursue the children of Israel, and I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army. God will be glorified by overcoming Pharaoh and his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. Then they may know that he is Jehovah, or he is Yahweh, the Almighty God. In response to Pharaoh's question to Moses, commandment to let the people go. Exodus chapter 5 and verse 2. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? And I should obey his voice to let Israel go. I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. That's why God is answering right here. God is going to teach the lesson to Egyptians and to the children of Israel as well. And they said, now it was told the king of Egypt, the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servant was turned against the people, which meaning the Pharaoh and his servants did not allow the Israel people to leave out of Egypt. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? Then verse 6, he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Pharaoh made ready his chariot, a chariot on which two people rode, one to drive and the other to fight, like today a tank. And took his people with him, took his soldiers, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, in verse 9. Verse 7, also he took 600 choice or chosen chariots. Compared to the helpless children of Israel, Israel people had sticks, not like no weapon. And all the chariots of Egypt with captains over every one of them. So 1,200 the chariot people plus other horsemen, horses, and other soldiers. So a lot of people pursuing the children of Israel. Verse 8, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he, the king of Egyptian Pharaoh, he pursued the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with boldness or high hand. Pharaoh and his soldiers pursued the children of Israel, but at this time, at the great result of Exodus out of Egypt, the children of Israel went out with the boldness which was in the face of the Almighty God. So whether the face is strong or weak, may be proved by trials. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 up 27, Jesus said, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, so my word, which meaning the God's word, and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears this saying of mine, so hears God's word, and does not do them, so which means no results coming out, no consequence, will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, and the wind blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. So here is the faith. Israel people received a good result of Exodus at the beginning out of Egypt. So that time is Israel people went out with the boldness, with the high hand. But continue, we are seeing verse 9. So the Egyptian pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen, and his army, so all armies over there, and overtook them, camping by the sea, beside the Pi-Hahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. So Egyptians almost caught the camp of the children of Israel before Baal-Zephon. Zephon means to watch over. So here it implies the Almighty God is watching over the children of Israel. Psalm 146 verse 9, the Lord watches over the strangers. He delivers the fatherless and the widow, but the way of the wicked he turns upside down. Verse 10, and when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, which meaning they saw the pursuing Egyptians. And behold, look, the Egyptians marched after them, or Egyptians pursued them. So they were very afraid of what? Over pursuing Egyptians. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Children of Israel prayed to the Lord fervently. Here, this kind of prayer, God would not be pleased, because Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, because they were afraid over the pursuing Egyptian. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 25 says, the fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be saved. So Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God, like a cry out to God, must believe that he is God's presence right now, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Believe that God will answer to them. So we need this kind of thing. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Go get all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, Persian king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So that kind of the faith we need that. Here, bodies, Israel people is very afraid and cried out to the Lord, followed by complaints at the bad result of the pursuing Egyptians, verses 11 and 12. So any result of a case is not sure until it's the end. So but is the intermediate result is very bad. So that's why the continuing coming out is a complaint. So the true faith is followed by acts, true works coming out. Here is the faith is really, the lack of a faith kind of thing. That's why coming out complaint. Verse 11 and 12 here, the children of Israel said to Moses, actually complained to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Verse 12, is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptian? The slave is better than to die here. For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than we should die in the wilderness. This complaint, actually second complaint, after the first complaint upon Moses' order to Pharaoh to let the Israelites go, that is Exodus chapter 5, verse 19-21, and the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble after it was said, you shall not reduce any bricks from your daily quarter. So after listening to Moses and Aaron, Pharaoh raised up the daily quarter more than before. That's why they complained. That's the first complaint. Then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, the children of Israel said to Moses and Aaron, let the Lord look upon you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us. Like that. That is the first complaint. This is second complaint. Verse 13 and 14, question 2. And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid over the pursuing Egyptians. Stand still, wait on the Lord to walk and to see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still to see the salvation of the Lord, which God will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever, because they will be drowned by deep water and die. In verse 28. Then verse 14, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. The Lord will do everything for your salvation. Like our salvation too. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 17. There is armor, whole armor of God is a helmet is a salvation. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8-8 talking about our salvation. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of your service, it is the gift of God, not of your works, lest any should boast. So 100% gospel, our salvation too. So over there is the children of Israel's salvation also is 100% is the gospel work, but only require faith alone, faith alone. So upon faith alone, followed by work, action. How can I know your faith is true or false or weak or strong? So only your faith can be proved by the following action or works. Verse 16, but lift up your rods. Verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Not only pray with faith, but followed by the action to go forward. So faith without work is dead, followed by action too. So that is in effect, your action is not required for the salvation of God, but is your salvation of God based upon faith alone. But how can I know whether or not your faith is weak or strong? That is only the action, the following action, the following words. We can know that. Not only pray with faith, but followed by the action to go forward. That is, go forward while you are praying with faith. Go forward to the Red Sea with the faith in the Lord, as well as pray for His direction. So basically, only one way they can go to the Red Sea. Red Sea, deep waters. So that is only required is faith alone. So verse 16, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on the dry ground during the midst of the sea. So Moses' action, like lift your rod. And verse 17, and I indeed will harden, God said, the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh, so I will be glorified, overcoming Pharaoh and overcoming all his army, his chariots, and his horsemen. Then the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gained honor for myself over Pharaoh, his chariot, and his horsemen. Then verse 19, and the angel of God, the angel of God, or in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord, or the angel of Jehovah, is often pre-incarnate Jesus in the Old Testament time. That's called theological term, Christophany. Went before the camp of Israel and moved and behind them. So God protect the front and the back of Israel people. Protect front and back. The pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptian and the camp of Israel. So the pillar of cloud set between Israel camp and Egyptian camp. So Egyptians couldn't see the children of Israel. The pillar of cloud went from before them and stood beyond them. So it came between the camp of Egyptian and the camp of Israel. Thus it was a cloud darkness to the one, and it gave light by night to the other, which meaning a cloud and darkness to the Egyptian camp, but it gives light by night to Israel camp. So that the one did not come near the other all that night. Verse 29. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. East is a desert area, hot word, like a Santana wind, at that night, and made the sea into dry land. So the sea land, obviously wet land, but make a wet land into dry land. And the waters was divided. So some people don't believe this one. Why don't you believe this? Because you limit God's almighty power. We can see at that kind of situation, Joshua, case also Elisha case too. Joshua chapter 3, verse 15, 16. And as those who bore the ark came to the Jordan River, and the feet of the priest who bore the ark dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan River overflows all its banks during the whole time of harvest, that the waters which came down from upstream stood still and rose in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that is beside Jerathon. So the waters that went down into the sea of the Araba, the salt sea, failed and were cut off, and the people crossed over opposite Jericho. So is Israel people crossed over Jordan River, next city Jericho, is a priest is the step in the edge of the water, which Jordan River water, the water is the flowing stop. So Israel people were able to cross over Jordan River. Also 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, he also took up the mantle, he meaning Elisha, also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, because Elijah was ascended into heaven from him, went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan River. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" And when Elisha also had struck the water, it was divided the way, this way and that. And Elisha crossed over. So Elisha, in order to cross over Jordan River, used Elijah, the mantle of a cloth, you know, just the right hand side, right word stop, left is a left stop. So he was able to. So Bible says so, Bible says so. But is some people do not believe. Why? Because they limit God's almighty power. Almighty, which meaning whatever he wants, he can do it. So then, verse 22, so the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea, Red Sea, on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went after them in the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of a fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. So they were confused to drive the chariots and horses because of fire and the cloud, a pillar of fire and cloud together mixed up. And he took over, God took over their chariot wheels so that the Egyptians drove them with difficulty, hard to drive to pursue Israel people. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, because the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. Now Egyptians know that I am the Lord." Verses 4 and 16. Verse 26, then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, that the waters may come back or come again upon the Egyptians, on their chariots and on their horsemen." Verse 27, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and when the morning appeared, the sea returned back to its full depth. Here the Bible said depths, while the Egyptians were fleeing into it. So the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. Everybody was killed, drowned and killed. It shows how God gained the honor over them. Verses 4 and 18. The water was deep enough to cover all of them. Not shallow water for Israelites to walk all over by fear. Why do not some people believe this verse? Because they do not believe the Creator God, the Bible, the first verse, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. If we believe this verse, no problem. God divided the water, so make up, you know, strong wind. Why not? Because our God is Almighty Creator God. You know, very basic question. Second is, why not believe particularly this verse? Because you do not believe all scripture inspired by God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All is all, including this verse too. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Even if Moses wrote here, Moses as an instrument, inspired by God, Almighty, omniscient, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So also we can say no historical record in Egypt. It might not be discovered yet. In the future, so crossing over the Red Sea record might be discovered by archaeologists in the future. Also, Egyptians at that time might have not recorded this that time because sample, you know, history to Egyptians. So not so much as one of them remained, you shall see again no more forever. So prove that in this verse. Then is verse 29. But the children of Israel had walked on dry land in the midst of the sea, in the main body of the Red Sea, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel. So salvation of God here. That day out of the hand of the Egyptian. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the great work which the Lord had done in Egypt. So the people feared the Lord, holy fear, reverent the Lord, and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Now from complaint to believe Moses, because of good results. We need to live by faith, regardless of circumstances. Amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 17. For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Beginning faith, process of faith, at the end of faith, from the faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. We shall not live by sight, but by faith. Okay, let's see each question answer in brief. Question 1 in verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eye, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out of the Lord. What was the status of the Israelites' heart to be very afraid? So their heart is actually Israel people feared over the people, Egyptian, not over God. So this kind of faith, praying, God would not be pleased because their prayer with the lack of faith, fearing over people, and how should we cry out to the Lord when we face a crisis? So, you know, with faith, we should pray, you know, to the Lord, you know, without fearing over people, because the fear over people shall have a snare, and the trust of God shall be safe. Question 2, in verses 13 and 14, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid of the pursuing Egyptians. Stand still, calm down, keep peace, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Compare this salvation of the Lord by your salvation with reasoning. So salvation, this salvation also 100% work of God, not in the children of Israel people. Our salvation also too, 100% work of God. That's why we call the grace, that's a gift, not promised out of work. But that requires only faith, based upon faith. So faith is alone, you are saved. But is a faith without work is dead. So faith should be followed by works, by action. So then Israel people work on the Red Sea based upon faith. Question 3, in verse 28, then the waters returned to cover the chariot, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh. They came into the sea after them, not so much as one of them remained. How could you explain to those who don't believe this verse? Because they limit God's almighty, the power. That's why they can't believe this one. So first, they should believe the first verse of the entire Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Our God is a creator of heavens and earth, you know, whole universe, period. So no big deal divide the water or cross over the Red Sea, you know, so no problem. Number 2, all scripture is inspired by the Spirit of God. So let's just sing all together on bulletin.